Ash, were you pressing buttons again?
I was not pressing anything.
You were pressing buttons.
That was so much echo.
I was like, what is that? That is a trip. What's up, everybody? My name's Indy, and that lady next to me is Ash, from the community manager from Indie Game Business. And welcome back to Indie Game Business Sessions in February 2024. We are super excited. Yesterday was awesome. We want to start out today with introduce Tomoko Mia. She is the marketing manager at Flamebait Games, and her talk is how to target the market. And she's got a case study to go over. So take it away, Tomoko.
Thank you so much. Okay. So yeah, thank you for having me today. Today, I'd like to share the marketing case study of the Passport to Two, the Lost Artist. So maybe this case study might help for the people want to do the market, the studio by themselves, or want to do self-publishing, or who developing the wholesome games. Yep. Okay. So let's get started. So before the talking about games, I'd like to introduce myself a little bit. My name is Tomoko Mia. Yes, I'm Japanese. I'm from Japan. I was born and grown up in Kyoto, Japan, and several couple of years I worked in Tokyo. And after that, I got the opportunity to work in the outside of Japan. So for that, I lived in India for 3 years and Finland for study 1 year and Denmark for 2 years and Sweden right now. And almost I'm living in Sweden 5 years. As you can see, like looks like drifting inside the Nordic region, but I think it's coincidence. Yeah. And I have a mom of the two cats. This is Karasi and Moko. I really enjoy spending time with them and playing the games on my spare time. And for the career wise, I do the digital marketing for 16 years, almost entire my career. Wow, 16 years. And as a marketing person at the Flamebait Games right now, I'm focusing for the indie games recent this 5 years. Yep. And before that, joined the Flamebait Games. I worked at the mobile games, mobile app agency as well, publisher as well. And before that, I was joined other agency, like more traditional media, the handling to the media and the client kind of things as well. So I'm always this industry as well. And also I'm the founder of the indie game marketing agency. It's called Neon Noroshi. This is a super not big, like a tiny marketing agency right now, but mostly like what we do the promoting Western games towards the Asia right now. But today I'm not talking about the Asia market. I will talk about a little bit later. But this time I'm focusing for our Flamebait Games case study. Okay. So about Flamebait Games. So I told you maybe this will help for somebody want to do the self-publishing. So Flamebait Games, we always do the self-publishing. And Flamebait Games is a small indie game studio based in Sweden. And since they founded 2016, we released the 4 games. Passport, The Starving Artist, and The Ballet Swing, Fusion Fight. And last year, we published the Passport 2. And currently, we are thinking, what's the next? So we are 5 people. It's small, tiny, tiny team right now. So yeah, I'm super happy to work with them. And the team is Swedish teams, and I'm only the non-Swedish teams, but the team is really nice to talk with me in English, and I try to study the Swedish as well. Okay, so this is the studio. Yep. And for the games, the Passport 2, The Lost Artist, I'd like to share some game information, but I think it's easy to understand what's the games in the trailer, so I'm gonna share right now. as you can see, this game is the artist simulation games. So you becoming an artist in the games, and you need to paint, and you need to sell, and interact with other people, and you becoming a famous. Or, of course, you can keep continuously painting your art in the games as well. And yep. And as you can see, its world is very pop and peaceful. So I would say this is very wholesome game as well. And the music also really nice, so people can relax and the painting, enjoying the painting in this game as well. So yep, this is the games. So I would say this is simulation games as well, but it's very artist focused and role play simulation game as well. And the two have a little bit adventure, adventure story and narrative as well. Okay, so this is the things, and I'd like to share a little bit numbers of the first games and the second games right now. So Passport Out, The Starving Artist, was came out 2017, and the price, its PC was $9.99 and mobile is $4.99. And we sold 1 million copies in the worldwide and all platforms. And we are super happy to like sold 1 million copies, of course. And lots of people ask, where is the platform? And yeah, so I break down to the platform. So PC is definitely our biggest platform. It's 650,000 copies sold. And the mobile is actually our second platform, and it's 400,000 copies sold. And inside the mobile, iOS is much higher purchase than the Android as well. Also, this is a premium games. And especially in the iOS, we have a lot of tablet users as well. So it's such a nice, it's nice combination of you can hold iPad or put in an iPad, and you can use pencil to Apple Pen to paint and play the games as well. So we are very well fit in the mobile as well. And a Nintendo Switch, also they have a pen. Also, you can use a finger to paint as well. So Nintendo Switch is more like we are targeting for the family audience or, yeah, as well. Yeah. And the Steam, we have a 5,600 very positive review. We are super happy for that. And we are getting a good review from them, the players. So we are super happy. And we can see a lot of YouTuber and influencer is playing our games. They have like more than 5 million views on the every streamer video. So that is very happy as well. And we localize into the 30 language, the first one. Okay, so next one, it's numbers. It's we released last year, so it's not super, lots of data here, but the PC we released on April 4th and a Switch on the November 2023. So I'm getting a lot of questions like why you don't launch in the same day for the Steam and other consoles and mobile as well. But we are kind of small, like a team as well, and we wanted to do the porting by ourselves a little bit. So it was kind of difficult to launch in the same day. So we launched the PC first on the April and the Switch later. And why in November 2023? Because we got the opportunity to get a feature from the Nintendo Indie World on the November version. So we decided to go with them to launch the Indie World Day. Yep. So we have a little bit of time lag for the each platform release, and we are considering to the mobile launch this year as well. Okay, and price is $24.99. As you can see, it's quite good price as indie games in the simulation categories. And And the first one was a $9.99, and the second one is $24.99. It's a quite big jump for us. But of course, we calculated how much recoup we should expect from that as well. But we did a lot of improvement for the gameplay, asset and art, and all narrative stories as well. And playtime also becoming much longer. So yeah, we decided to put in this price as well. And also these days, it's very difficult to sell the without sales on any platform. So thinking about like sales, the percentage, like a sales strategy as well. So we put this price right now. And currently we sold around more than 80,000 copies on the Steam and Switch. It's nearly full price. And we did only 20% off until now. So we are quite happy result with that as well. And the Steam review, as a marketing person, I check the Steam page almost every day in the morning. And this week we are achieving to the overwhelming positive this week. And it's nearly 800 people getting reviews. We getting reviews, so that was very good side as well. And we localized the language, 18 language, to access to the more new market. Okay, and region-wise, sales region-wise, we are quite healthy market. Sales is happening from the every market. So sales is mostly, it's 30% is come from US side, and 30% is come from Asia, and 30% in Europe, and the rest kind of things. So we are not rely on any heavy region or any country as well. So we are quite reaching to the good amount of marketing and sales from the all over the region. That is, yeah, that is a good part as well. Okay. So, and as a marketing person, we need to think about the audience and the players always. And when I'm thinking about like Passepartout 2 players and audience, this is our target audience. Okay, primary target and audience is 18 to 40 years old, likes doodling or creative and having a fun in the hobby times or spare times. And the second prior is 30 years old who have a kids older than 5 years. Is looking for the wholesome creative entertainment games or possibility play together with family. Yep, this is the target and the audience. And the personality is who enjoy drawing or creating or want to try it as a hobby, or like who likes to do the role playing, like who want to be a farmer, who want to be experienced other lore, other business or artist. That those people are our audience. And I need to think, where are they? Like, where are they? Which social media they are following? Like, which community they are with? And how to reach to them? That is what the marketing person, I have to think about it. Yeah, and this is a competitive games. So, and find out the audience, it takes time, of course. Of course, everything takes time. And it's almost 2 years to try to find out where the audience is. And still, I'm looking for where the audience, but from the developing start, we took almost 2 years to promote our games till the PC release. And we joined the different online games, exhibition and the Steam event and the narrative event. And we tried to find out where they are actually there and how we get feedback and like how the wish list is bumping up from what, and we try to reach the influencers who might have our audience as well. So we did a lot of things within these 2 years. Yep. And the most important things is the marketing start inside the games. So what we did inside the games is built to the create shareable stories inside the games. We believe the struggling artist story is quite strong global appeal as well, because everybody is struggling in the life. I believe I am. So this kind of struggling story is it's quite good and shareable to the people as well. And secondly, the player freedom in the drawing art makes each playthrough unique and personal. So this is quite big things for us and any UGC kind of type of games. Because this player, our player can paint anything, draw anything, whatever they want in the games. That means like when they stream every time, it's becoming unique. And more unique things is I saw in the YouTube is the streamer is playing our games and ask to the follower or subscribers, hey, what should I draw next? And the follower is answering and interact with them inside the games. So those kind of user-generated contents type of like a unique playthrough makes more like shareable to the other people as well. So it was really, it's nice to see as well. And the world takes the player seriously, which creates a fun interaction when the player fools around. So that's also really good match with the streamer people as well. Okay, this is what we done. So this is the two. I shouldn't say this is the biggest, but like PewDiePie play our games. And the Jazza is also an artist, play our games, and we got a lots of the view from them and lots of traffic from them as well. Okay, next is more inside and outside of the collaboration. So our audience is a creator. So where are they is the biggest question mark. And we find out that Jazza is Australian artist, creator, slash streamers. He is teaching how to paint or how to draw in the YouTube. So a lot of his followers also creator or want to be a creator. So it was really good match as well. So 6 years ago, as you can see in the last stream things, it's 6 years ago, he picked up our games and fast games, and it's hit the 6.7 million views. And we are getting so much spike from the wishlist and the parties from that. And we are keep talking with him and keep relationship with him. And when we are releasing the Passport to 2 demo, that is 1 year ago, 1 year, little bit ago, we reached him again. Hey, why don't you collaborate with us together again? And this is completely like collaboration, pure collaboration things. So we made his avatar or 3D model inside the games. And if people know that is the Easter egg, people can unlock his model in the games as well. And the player can play as his character. So we did this and implemented the games as well. And he was super happy with that. And when we launch, he play our games again. So yeah, this is the best streamer for our case. And we collaborate with other artist streamer as well. So this is kind of approach we took to find out the right influencer for us. And the next is VTubers. I don't know how many people know the VTubers. It's a virtual YouTuber, and these things start from Japan. And I'm seeing it still like a lots of Asian people likes it, but I'm starting seeing a little bit of English speaking influencer also starting using this 3D model for as a the YouTuber. Yeah, so this is the things in Asia. And we use the Vroid Hub to integrate it to the SDK, using the Unity SDK to integrate it to our games. So people can bring their own 3D model inside our games. So for this, like we got more than 1,500 Vroid or like 3D model, the influencer slash modeler people using this system to play our games. Yeah, so it was a good campaign as well. Yep. Of course, this is not fitting in the all games, like because you have already narrative and you have the already character, main character. So it's not fitting in the all games as well. But if the games is thinking about some character customization and it's not like it's not happening or you can't put it, maybe this is a good option to put in the own character in the games. And the next is Wholesome Games. So Wholesome Games is, it's definitely they have our target because our game is kind of wholesome side. So we did a lot of activity together with them. So in the roadmap I showed before, what we did for with the Wholesome Game is it's quite important times we work together. So June 2021, we did the first game announcement at Wholesome Direct. That's happening every June. And June 22nd, it's demo release on the Steam Next Fest. And that announcement at the Wholesome Games, the Wholesome Direct as well. And April 2023, when we full launch the games, we asked to promote our game at the Wholesome Game community as well. So definitely every time when we do the announcement for the Wholesome Games at the Wholesome Games, we get a quite good of traffic and a good of reaction on the wishlist or parties. So yeah, definitely they have our audience as well. Okay. Okay, and another case study is Wacom collaboration. So as I mentioned, maybe our target audience is creator or more artist or want to be an artist. So if I think like that, maybe Wacom tablet is really good place to collaborate with and spread the word about our games. So I pitched to the Wacom about the Passport Tutu, and we had a quite long discussion time, but finally we announced the last weeks about the collaboration. So currently, if you buy the Wacom One, that is a new tablet of the Wacom, its Passport Tutu demo is bundled on the Wacom tablet. So if you buy the Wacom One, everybody can play the free Passport Tutu games. And after that, if you want to buy, if people want to buy the games, people can go to Wacom eStore and people can purchase the game there as well. So this was really a nice collaboration as well. We didn't see the result yet because we just announced last week, but I was super proud of this collaboration as well. Okay, and the next study is Posca. So Posca is, I'm not sure how many people know the Posca, but this is the marker which can draw to anywhere and anything and super easily and looks good and every time. It's like a magic marker for the beginners, for the professional as well. And I grown up with the Posca. I remember I doodle with this Posca with some doodling random stuff, but it always looks good. So I really wanted to collaborate with them. And so I pitched them like this idea. Maybe it's nice to have some good tools and the painting stuff. And yeah, this was happening last December. So I'm super proud of this. Yes. Yes. So this too is more like a company or branding marketing side. And what other things I do is exhibition. So we do the collaboration with the museum and art exhibitions or school education project as well. So this photo was happening this year and last year. So as I said, like maybe, not maybe, we are targeting for the families who play a game together, or yeah, the wholesome, looking for the wholesome games. So we often target to the family as well. And in the internet, it's very difficult to get the data from the family or like the kids, especially because we can't get data for the kids. So yeah, but when we do the Malmö Museum and Sweden exhibition, or like Hakone Open Air Museum in Japan and Winter Game exhibition for the kids in the Sweden, we're getting so much kids and family audience attention as well, and the people super enjoy about the games. This is quite long, like a marketing plan or branding as well, but we are super good see the reaction from the family directly. So this is very important activity, marketing activity for me too. Yep. And top of that, we will do the conference and attend the game show as well. So I apply the all award, possible award, everything, and the conference to attend to showcase our game as well. And last year, actually, we got the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 award as well. And this photo is happening at Gamescom. We got a Nintendo booth at the Indie Arena booth. So it was really interesting to see like so many people come to the booth and play our games as well. Yeah, if I mention all of this, like I'm doing a lot of things. Okay, and the top of that, I'm handling for the social media and the community as well. And yeah, this is a number that we have. I think biggest one is a TikTok right now, but Instagram is slowly growing. And the community wise, newsletter is always like a big, and the Discord is kind of stable in the 4,000 or 4,500 right now. And as I said, like it's really depend on the audience, and our audience is maybe on the Instagram, or our audience is maybe newsletter, but lots of social media community, like a management talk is like how to make a buzz or how to make to becoming a big awareness in the social media. Of course, it's very important, but I always think about like, it doesn't have to be super buzzy. Like every time, like I will get 1 million view on the TikTok, or it's not like that. Like I'm thinking it's more important things is just need to reach the right audience and right contents. So yeah, that is not excuse. This number is not super big, but I believe like most important things to reach to the right audience in the light place. Yep. And the local partners. So I do lots of marketing activities and business development things, but sometimes we need a local partner, especially like Japan. We need a publisher to make a Nintendo Switch physical package. Of course, if you can make a branch in Japan, we can handle it. But we are five team and sitting in Sweden. So like it's almost impossible to making the physical version in Japan. And still in Japan, the physical package is quite big things and a big deal. People purchase physical version as well. So yeah, those kind of like physical things is really impossible to achieve without local partner. And the Japanese publisher made a super cute, like a special version of the box. They have an easel, small easel. You can put the mobile and the paint kind of a small easel as well. And it was using real wood and it was really good. And still putting the CD, music CD in the package. And it was really nice as well. So those kind of things, you need a local partner. And passport, first one, we have a Chinese publisher as well, because without the Chinese publisher, we can't get the Chinese game license as well. So yeah, we need to find out the right partner in the local area to achieve the open up the new market to us as well. Okay, so I'm handling the old bracket partner, local partner as well. Okay. So, okay. Little bit early to reach this presentation, but I'd like to a little bit summarize the today's presentation. Okay, takeaways here. So, definitely, as a marketing person, we need to find and we need to understand properly where our players are and where they are and what's their thinking and what's their community, where is their community too. And the second part is sometimes I look at the games from the perspective outside of the game industry. Like what I did for the Wacom, I felt maybe it's sometimes it's nice to think about from the outside the box or look from the outside the box to think about to refresh my mind. Maybe they are not gamer and maybe they are artist. So let's think about where the artist is and maybe digital artists use the Wacom tablet or other tablet. Okay, let's talk with them. So it's sometimes it's really nice to talk with outside of the gaming industry people as well. Yes, and the third point is keep up with YouTubers and influencers. So I feel YouTuber and influencer is artist as well, and the developer also artist. So we are both artists. So it's from my experience, they really appreciate our games and we really appreciate their content creation as well. So it's super easy to keep in touch with them and have a long relationship with them as well. And even you are not making the sequel, it's totally okay. It's of course, it's depend on the genre as well, but it's nice to keep some YouTubers, friends, or influencer to play your games or keep a fun for your games as well. And the fourth part, it is impossible for one person to be in charge of marketing in the worldwide and entire earth. And I would say, especially Asian region is very tricky for us. Yeah, it's meaning like a Western studio or Western indie games side. As I'm Asian, like Okay, I'm Asian. I'm Japanese. Yeah, but Japanese market is very tricky, even for myself. And if somebody asks about Chinese market, even I'm Asian, but it's still it's very different because it's difficult because it's different countries. And so as Korea and so as Southeast Asia as well. So of course it's nice if people can, one person can see the all things, but sometimes you need a local partner to help to unlock the new market. And that will definitely help. But you need to find out right partner in the local. And I'm sure you're receiving so much email from the other countries, like a marketing partner or a PR partner and everything. But it's very difficult to understand who is the right partner in the other countries. It's difficult. If it's Asia, maybe I can give you advice, but yeah, but first you need to talk and until you find that somebody can trust in the local. So that's it's very important. Yes, and last is the keep networking. This is, I think it's every business presentation, maybe it's very important things, but keep networking is very important and very difficult. But as a marketing person, I need to do networking a lot. And I believe there are many paths that can lead to your destination. That meaning like until the reach to the right, the partner or a collaborator or streamers or someone, it's really nice to keep trying to lead to the people. Like for example, my case, Posca is a brand came from the Mitsubishi Pencil, and they having 1,000 of the pencil brand or pen brand in the worldwide. So it's very huge. So I thought it's almost impossible to reach and get a collaboration with them. But I asked so many times, hey, do you know anybody can reach to them? And I failed so many times. I pinged the LinkedIn, I pinged the website, and I pinged the friends who working in the near industry in Japan. But in the end, I found their connections through the Japanese publisher. And that's what I didn't like imagine for that. But if you have any dream collaboration partner, don't give up. Keep pinging to the others until you get the connection. So this is the takeaways. Yes. Okay. So that's it, what I did for the past 32, and I will keep doing for this. And thank you so much. So here is my email address. And any collaboration or bundle offer or marketing question, business questions, it's anything welcome. So please ping me anywhere on a Discord or something. Yeah, thank you so much.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Thank you so much for this. All right, I'm going to remove your... There we go. So you can stop sharing your screen if you want. We got a bunch of questions.
Oh, no.
A bunch of questions. So there's a bunch of questions. They're from the IGDA Twitch channel. But I've got a couple questions. I've got one I'm curious about for you. Yeah, you can stop sharing that if you want. That way.
Okay.
There you go.
Stopped. Yes.
There you go. So what is your favorite part about marketing? Like, what do you like doing the most?
Definitely the most fun part is seeing the big wave of sales is coming to our the bank. But most things, oh, it's very hard. That's question. Okay. Nowadays, I'm really enjoying to the work with other developers to bundle with games together and helping each other for the marketing purpose. That is very indie marketing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So do you like, I used to really love going to events and conventions, and now I just don't want to do that at all. So do you like going to conventions?
I wasn't before, but now I'm starting enjoying, like, after 3 years in this industry. It was a bit awkward in the beginning, like, indie game industry is a bit different than the big game industry. Mm-hmm. If I say so, like, I was, I'm not sure what should I talk, but now I'm super comfortable and sharing the information with people. So yeah, I'm really enjoying right now.
That's awesome. All right, let's get to some questions here. Let me bring them up. This is from Martin on YouTube. How do you gauge the efficacy of ROI of these engagements? Like, how do you find the value of that? How do you gauge the return on investment?
Okay, to be honest, this is my opinion. The showcase, exhibition, they don't have so much ROI. Like, I shouldn't specify the event, but definitely the showcase at the event and the travel cost and our accommodation cost and exhibition, we can't see any immediate ROI at all. And sometimes they are connecting with a Steam event on the Steams, but we don't see so much spike as well. So if you see the immediately like ROI things from the like event, definitely I'm not recommend that. But they are online event like a Wholesome Direct or like a Wholesome Games Festival on the Steams or Ludo Naracon, that the narrative event, we see immediate wish list and immediate purchase increase from them. So we calculate how much sales is happening in these times and it's worth to join for those kind of event. So yeah, only online event, like I calculate the ROI.
Mm-hmm. And really, I mean, that's how you gauge it, right? It's the sales.
Okay.
Can you hear me or am I soft?
Your voice is a bit breaking, but.
It was breaking? Think... Okay. Is that a little bit better?
No.
No? Huh. It must be our signal here. Okay. So you were showing numbers, and Serious Simon on Twitch says, what does the number for Discord represent exactly? Is that how many users you have in Discord? Or?
Yeah, that is our member number on the Discord. It's not the active members' numbers.
It's just the total members, yeah?
Yes, total members.
So what kind of... Are you the one that's in charge of the Discord, or
yes.
what kind of analytics do you use for that?
They have a Discord Insight. It's mm-hmm. a very big numbers they will give me.
So but, also you're the marketing manager and the community manager.
Yes, we hire the moderator these days nowadays because I'm becoming super busy. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do that.
Awesome. Okay, let's see. Simon's got another one here. What was Passport Out most successful on Nintendo Switch?
No.
No, it was on PC.
On the Steam. Steam.
On Steam. Yeah, I remember seeing those numbers. This must have been a question right before you posted those numbers.
Yeah, because it's such a Nintendo games, right? It looks like a very Nintendo games. So I wish I can sell more on the Nintendo Switch.
Right. Okay, here's a good one from Miriam from YouTube. At what point in the process did you think, yes, the project I put in so much effort and time is going to be successful? Like, when did you know that game was going to be a success?
Definitely when we recouped the developing cost.
right? Yeah, when you recoup the cost and like there was more sales. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's point is like, hey, success. Because sometimes, like, of course, like we launch the 4 games and 2 games is not okay. 1 games is not recouping the developing cost as well. And I would say we can't see like a future update or anything because we can't put that much cost for the or the game is not recouping the dev cost, right? So, and Passportus is completely recouping the development cost as well. So, like, I would say it's success for us. And we are 5 teams and we can sustain ourselves with that or sales. So I'm going to say it's success for us. Yes.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. So Simon also had a comment says, because you were talking about artists, he says, anyone can be a gamer, but not everyone can be an artist, right? I just thought that was funny.
Yes, it's very good question. But everybody can be an artist if you think you are the artist. That's we believe. Everybody's creators. Everybody want to be creators. Everybody's creators.
Wow.
Of course. So bam. That means everybody can be a gamer. But like my mom, for the case, like she played the Candy Crush, but maybe 10 hours per month. But she never say I'm a gamer. So it's the gamer, the definition is a bit different.
Right, right. Yeah. That's funny. Okay, so here's another question from Simon. So the interest for indie games from Europe is difficult to unlock.
So the interest for the indie game from the Europe is difficult to unlock. I mean, the unlock to the market?
That's what I'm guessing he's saying, is unlock to the market.
No, I think from the Europe, I think European indie development scene is quite good. And they have so much access for the talking with the platformer, like PS, like Sony, Xbox, and Nintendo Europe. So you can like talk with those people so easily to expand the more market. So I don't think from Europe is a difficult part. I think I can see like more complaint from the friend studio in the Southeast Asia because they don't have a so much approach point to those platformers or bigger marketing companies. So they are a little bit like I hear the struggling from the difficulty, but Europe, they are not broke from myself. So like it's not difficult at all.
It's just a different culture. Like you said, even you know, between Japanese and Chinese, and it's just different culture.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. We got Thomas Wilson from YouTube. What is the strategy of marketing for indie games? Should we focus on either American or Asian market, or there's other better strategies that can benefit overall marketing?
Okay, you need to focus all over the world fast, and you will see the data, like which country people are clicking your wish list or which country you are getting traffic, and then you can focus for the countries. But first you need to try, like you can localize all Steam page and you can put in the all language in there. Not necessary to have all language in the games in the beginning. So you can see the test and the try that kind of things. And you will see like which country people like your games. It's really depend on the genre. But if you're specifically targeting to the Asian people, then yeah. Or like you're using the Asian like art style to your games, then if you're focusing for the Asia, then like a target for the Asia. Yeah.
Right. Because a lot of people just like, I am going to focus on the US market or the UK market. But that's a good idea because you never know. Like you may be thinking you're focused on one type of market and there could be another culture that really loves whatever it is that you're working on that you might not even know because you don't know.
Yep. So try. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is just a comment. I would probably add one thing with a question mark. Be passionate about your game. It can be contagious. Yes.
Yes.
Because if you're excited about something and you're working with people, they're going to get excited just because you are.
Yes, yes. That is the most favorite things. I love wholesome games. I like Animal Crossing. And I'm really bad at doing the multiplayer shooting games as well. So like I'm love the passport.
You're not building in Fortnite?
I die immediately. Like somebody killed me. So like I feel like
Well, you know, there's people that are ranking up in Fortnite and all they do is hide.
Yes, actually, it's Fortnite is creative as well. Yes, I would say it's very creative games.
I've been spending a lot of time in Fortnite creative, which is really fun.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one from Martin on YouTube. What are some of the biggest or most common mistakes you see in marketing for indie games and studios?
Biggest or most common mistake? Definitely, it's not trying. You are the indie games and you don't have a massive AAA budget for the marketing, right? So you have only time and your effort. But like if you think, because this is maybe it works only AAA, then I don't do that. That is wrong. Of course, you can put advertisement on the Manhattan or like something, but you have times and you know your games the best. So have a courage and brave to try anything, and definitely you will figure out where is the market of your games. That is, I think, common mistake.
Excellent. So you were showing some physical distribution stuff. How is that in the US market compared to the Asia market?
So we talk with several Western publisher as well, but we couldn't make a deal with them due to they said maybe new console will come and they don't know this sim, that ROM gonna work for the future, and no one buy the physical in the West so much. But compared with that, Japan is still super strong for the package cultures because one, we grown up with that. And we like collective stuff. And three is our reselling culture for the game is very strong. As you can see, like Nintendo Switch, you can refund. And you can put any review on the platform, right? And the people, and if you download, you can trade people. So still like Japan is like trading with friends or reselling the games to the others. So in Japan, it's still package is very strong. I can see from Japanese sales from publisher, the still package is much higher than the digital copies sales.
Right. I see in the US, it's still kind of, even within gamers, it's kind of a niche market. Because I don't like to collect stuff. I don't like a bunch of stuff. So I would rather have a digital product.
Yeah.
You know, not that I don't have some things, but I do. But I know other people that have. Tons and tons of PlayStation 1 games or whatever. They've got this whole collections of stuff and a lot of people do that, but I feel like the majority of people do not. They just want the luxury of putting in the code and they got the game and then that's it.
Yep. But some Nintendo Switch of course PC, PS have a bigger memory as well, but the Nintendo Switch have a very small memory and they can have an old game as well. So they need to erase some point. So,
do you have any parting words? We got about 5 minutes left. Oh, here we go. Chaotic Insight Media says a digital code with a fully illustrated game manual would be enough for this old gamer, right? Just a little, you want a PDF download sent to your email inbox? Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome. So do you have we've got about 5 minutes. Anybody else want to throw a question in there? That would be awesome. But do you have any kind of parting words for anybody? What is if you were just have one super important thing to tell game developers about marketing, what would that be?
Indie games?
Yeah.
Developers? Okay. if possible, start promoting your game as soon as possible and put in the Steam and and see how people react as soon as possible. So you have enough time to prepare to the launch. So don't open the Steam page just before 3 months or something. Like, please take your time to put in your promotion times.
Don't work on your game for 2 years and then 1 month before you're going to launch it on Steam, say, I need marketing. Right? Like, the ideal amount of money to spend on marketing is the ideal amount. Yep. Is the amount of money it costs to make your game. Right? Yep. That's always been, you know, what I've understood. And a lot of people, it's like, why would you spend $1 million making your game and then only have, you know, $5,000 to market it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yep. Let's see. We've got a lot of thank yous in here. Sirius Simon says, thank you for your presentation. It was very interesting. I'm Tony.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Arigato gozaimasu.
Yes, sir. We still have a couple minutes. So if someone has a great question, have you been watching any of the videos of the, did you watch any of the Indie Game Business Conference yesterday?
Yes, yesterday I watched the Ashes community management talks. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
The Ashley's? Yeah, Ashley's.
Yeah, Ashley's. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was really good. She does deep dive. She did a deep dive. Okay, we do have one more question.
Yep.
How important would you say collaboration is in your game designs?
It's really depend on your game.
It depends. You said it.
Depends. But if you can, like, our game is UGC, so it's everything can possible to be collaboration in the game design wise. But if you're like a very strong narrative game and your atmosphere in the game is different, it's very difficult to collaborate with another things, to be honest. So it's really depends on your game. But it's important. If you can do that, it's really nice.
That's awesome. Awesome. Yep. Thank you so much for coming on here. It's really been awesome. Yep. And for starting off the day with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, good question as well.
Yeah, many, many good questions. And thank you for watching from the IGDA channels as well. We're also, right now we're on the Indie Game Business Facebook, Indie Game Business LinkedIn, Indie Game Business YouTube, Indie Game Business Twitch, and the IGDA YouTube and Twitch. And if you are on the IGDA channels, or even if you're watching on the other channels, if you're not part of our Discord, discord.gg/indiegamebusiness, please join it. There's a bunch of amazing indie developers, industry veterans. It is an amazing resource. It's an awesome resource. So thank you so much, Tomoko.
Thank you.
We appreciate you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for having me. Thank you.